We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
Yeah, it is.
How you doing?
You good.
Handsome thing, you.
So, thank you. What? What's going on? Hey. Last night.
Yes.
So I had a long day yesterday. Super long. I'm having long days right now. Do I look tired? I feel tired.
You look okay.
Right.
You don't look tired. What did you have to do yesterday?
Yesterday, luckily, it was in part that I got out for a surf with my friend.
Oh, that's good.
I hadn't been...
How's
having
the surf
fun
these
and
days,
you know, wasn't great, but
nice
we're
to be
heading
out
into the good part of the year, so things. Mm-hmm. And it is nice to just get wet and get some exercise and just be a dumb boy with my friend. You know, talk nonsense.
It's good times.
Laugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then some friends were in town, so we went to dinner. I actually had to meet them because I was running so late. So there I am at dinner with like sunscreen on my face and salt on my. Sand in my ears.
And that's what's important.
I made it, right.
Yep.
So I get home.
Yeah.
Finally shower. Finally get seated. And it's Big Brother time.
Yeah.
So I watch a few minutes of it and I'm like, I have had it. I'm out of here. And I storm up the stairs and I climb into bed and I open my iPad and I look up the winner and I'm like, what? What? Spoiler alert. If you watch Big Brother and you haven't seen it yet... I don't know what to say. I guess you gotta go. I hate to say that, but I can't believe it.
I know.
Can you believe it?
I'm very surprised. And it just goes to show you that jury management is crucial because that dude,
only with this group of donkeys.
I know. They're all so stupid. They're all so stupid.
Because
even she's even I was like, Julie's actually trying to get. Oh, by the way, did you watch?
I didn't. I told you. I just told you what happened.
I'm telling you. The Dr. Will comes in to sit down. And he does this every year. He sits down with the jury and asks them questions.
A former player.
He's a former winner.
Is he like the first one ever? I thought he was the first one.
I don't know.
First Big Brother. He looks so weird now.
I know. He looks like Dracula. You know, he's got like these shocks of white hair just over his ears, and
then
his hair is like slicked back black.
He's a plastic surgeon, right?
He is, and he looks like it too.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he's got some plastic surgeon friends, I guess. Who do that? I mean, I guess you can't really. Maybe you can nip and tuck yourself. I don't know. He is so much better at Julie Chen's job than Julie Chen is. Like, he sits down with them and he asks them the hard questions. Like, he takes them through each of the remaining three contestants and why they should or shouldn't win and what did they do. And at one point he goes, are you sure this isn't all of you just being sore sports?
Well, right.
Which is exactly what it was.
Right. You all got had. You all got played. You all were shown to be too stupid. And it happened to you.
He basically said that stuff.
It happened to you on TV.
Yep.
Which I understand. That's one of the. It's super embarrassing to be stupid.
Uh huh.
I know the feeling.
Oh, God. I do too.
And then to have it happen to you publicly mm-hmm. in such a giant forum, which I also know that feeling. Hello.
Here we are.
Right.
Every day.
Hi. Look, let me be stupid for you today.
The drive home sometimes is brutal.
Dance, monkeys, dance.
So I get it.
I try to put it out of my mind on the way home.
Yeah.
But for them to be, to further it by just being, what did he say, sore sports?
Mm.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe that they couldn't just see, we got played, we're too stupid.
That guy played a genius game. And you know what's funny? They vote. You actually should
This is
Big Brother last night. You should almost go back and watch the finale because there were a few things that they did on there that I thought that was a good move. Everybody, so they go through the whole thing. They ask their questions of everybody. By the way, Josh did really well at the question and answer portion of the thing. And he stood up and he goes, you know, he's still a meatball. But he basically is like, I didn't tell any of you this, but I am a huge super fan. And I and this was my, and he had great arguments for why he should win. And he did a great job in the final question and answer thing, which I was like, wow, that is actually surprising. He really sort of redeemed some of his meatball stuff. Talked about, you know, the clanging and the reasons behind everything. I mean, I was like, oh my God, that guy actually does seem to have had a plan, maybe. So they vote, and then they bring back the rest of the cast, the ones that weren't in the jury. And they start, and basically Jessica did all the talking because the rest of them, they didn't ask too many questions of. But she said, yeah, I watched the show. I watched from the beginning, and Paul is a genius and played the best game ever. Like, she looked at them all, she's like, he had every single one. He called the whole thing. They even showed a montage of everyone going how much they trust Paul. And then Paul going, I'm the puppet master. I'm winding them up, and now I'm just playing.
What were their faces when they saw that?
Well, they had already voted, so this couldn't even affect them.
Yeah.
But I actually felt like you had to watch that and go, I voted for the wrong person.
Well, sure. Now they may know that, and so they feel even more stupid.
Well, they were stupid to the end.
Right.
They stuck with their stupidity all the way through.
So, yeah, I definitely, when I read what happened on Big Brother, I just thought, this cast only furthered the stupidity of this season.
Yep.
And frankly, the casting, I mean, I guess they can only hope for the best once they pick these people, but
bad
boy.
Picking. Ooh. Bad, bad picking. And throwing Paul into that, I mean, it could have maybe been a good season if they hadn't thrown Paul in. But Paul got in there. He was incrementally smarter than the rest. He actually looked like a genius compared to them. But he was a dummy in his season, too, the last time he played. But he just ran that game. And they all just joined the cult of Paul. It was actually, Sue, this was the only surprising thing that happened the entire season, is what I will say.
It was a weird mix, too, because that Cody kid suddenly took on the villain role and the whole house turned on him. Is that the right name, Cody?
Cody, the one, the scary guy?
Yeah. And it allowed Paul to join them and be like, hey, this guy's terrible. Let's get him.
Yep.
Meanwhile, what they all should have done is gotten rid of Paul first week.
Right.
Get out of here.
Yep.
You played before. You had your chance. Beat it. Go home.
He played a great game, and he got in with everyone. Everyone thought they had a final two deal with him. Every single person, except Cody. Cody was actually was probably the smartest person on the show, and that dude is just total, like, social, awkward, like, not. But, oh, and he won favorite player. He got a $25,000 kickback for being.
I wasn't surprised by that because he did become super sympathetic
after she left. He tried to play the game, and he was actually the only one who was like, "It's Paul, it's Paul, it's Paul."
Yeah,
and they were all
Paul
like,
surprised by the outcome.
Oh, he
Paul
must have flipped
looked
out.
Bummed. Paul looked really bummed.
Did he have anything to say? And what about him and Christmas?
They don't address that at all. I don't know if they're really in a relationship, but I tell you, when Josh was making his arguments and Paul sitting next to him I could tell Paul was getting worried. Like, you could tell that Paul was like, oh my God, where did this guy come from? And it was surprising. I mean, he had some awkward moments too, but it was overall that Josh did a great job arguing for himself and for his gameplay and did just enough to win by one vote. Man, Big Brother. What a piece of them.
Yeah. Well, those people, they should be embarrassed. All of them. Yep. Every one of them.
Oh, they're too stupid. They're too stupid.
No,
to be
they're embarrassed. They have to be.
I don't know, man. Sometimes people are just so not self-aware. That Raven, oh my God.
So I was reading a text right now. 408 says, Raven, what the heck was with Raven attaching herself to Paul and rubbing his arm at the end? And the faces she was making.
There was the funniest 10 seconds of video at the very end of the show. They're all kind of lined up saying goodbye. And they turn to Paul and ask him for something. And she's on his arm. She's holding on to him. And she's just doing duck lips. And just, it's his face as he's talking like, yeah, I guess I, you know, shouldn't have done this or should have done that. And there's Raven like, Like, just doing the weirdest
and is
faces.
Is she trying to look pretty?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Seemed like it.
All right.
And then...
Just, like, posing for the camera or whatever?
Yeah, just right. Just, like, hyper aware that she's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
She's a treat, that one. Yeah, they need to do... They need to figure out the cat. They need to get a couple smart people in there. Honest to God, I love the show. I'll forgive a lot from that show. And this was a very tough season. I'm looking forward to the Celebrity Edition. We'll see how that is. It's apparently going to be a lot shorter than the 90-something days that they spend in there. But it's exciting. You got to try the Celebrity version, right? Is anybody good on there?
I'm
going to be on.
I can't wait.
I want to see who it is.
Oh, so they didn't announce that last night.
They didn't. No.
You're probably still working
It'll
on
be
it.
All cruddy, you know, Dancing with the Stars level non-celebrities.
Exactly. That's why I just don't care about it.
Although, you know, I feel like there have to be a couple stars out there who, you know, legitimate stars who watch that show and go, I'll do that. I could win that.
This year or next year?
It's, I think, winter. So next year officially.
Oh.
It'll be right after Survivor ends. And Survivor usually ends right before Christmas.
Does that start next week or the week after?
It starts next week. Right?
We're supposed to have that Chick Rourke on Monday, but we're not going to be here on Monday, so I have to reschedule her.
Oh. She's the local who's participating. Is she do you know if she's a hero, a healer, or a...
I don't know.
Very
highball?
Exciting.
I don't know what the third category is. Yeah. I know. It'll be great. So today after the show, I'm heading to Boston. I'm going to a wedding this weekend.
Oh,
my little
not
niece.
I'm so sorry.
I have a flight. I'm so sorry, guys.
Right.
I should have thought of that yesterday.
Oh, no.
I knew you had to leave, but
you guys can.
Thinking.
I mean, you'll have Liam.
We don't want to force it.
We all have stuff to do.
You know, don't push
Sweet.
It.
That's
don't.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks.
But thank you.
Just saying. Go ahead. You can do one.
So what's your plan? So you're going to go home, pick up the family,
pick
and then
we're
head
all
to
heading
the
to the airport, and then we're spending the first night. So we get to Boston pretty late tonight, and we'll... spend tomorrow in Boston and then drive to where the wedding is and go to the rehearsal dinner.
So do you stay in a hotel?
Yeah, we're staying right on the Boston Common, and so we can walk. And we're right on the Freedom Trail too. You know, the thing that's awesome about Boston is they've got this actual painted sidewalk thing, like a red, white, and blue stripe, if I remember from my, you know, fourth grade field trip. And it goes to all, like, you know, the church where he held one if by land, two if by sea, and, you know, Paul Revere's ride. And as you walk on this thing, there'll be two, like, just modern-day skyscrapers reaching up to the sky, and there's, like, 11 feet between them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a 1600s graveyard in there. Like, this tiny, like, 8 graves or whatever. And it's just the juxtaposition of that. Like that kind of history, because as for American, you know, if you go to Europe, you see things that are 1,000 years old. But in America, to see a 400, 500 year old grave site, it's incredible. And it's I'm super psyched. I'm going to walk my Sean's going to go, obviously, and we're going
to. They've been to Boston, right? Well,
they have, but it's been a few years and, you know, I think he'll really like it.
Yeah.
Sure. We'll walk around the common. And
well, you guys grew up there.
Yeah. It's a nice time of year to go. We'll go get a grinder tomorrow.
A grinder.
Yeah.
What about Bob Pizza?
No.
What about a lobster?
You get a grinder for lunch, Vin.
What about a lobster roll?
What's a grinder?
It's a sub. It's just a
sandwich.
What kind of meat?
Usually I get an Italian. Uh-huh. So it's mortadella, salami. I don't know. What else is on that?
Sounds good to me.
We're asking
There's
you.
There's meat and cheese?
I actually don't know what kind of meats are on it. Yeah, meat, cheese.
I'm in.
You got to get the pickles and the tomatoes. And they dice everything, you know? So it's all... Just like a little sprinkling of those things. Diced tomato, diced pickle.
Is that the key?
I don't know if that's the key, but I never see that anywhere but back home. And it's so good. And then they put oil on it.
Are you going to go to Copa's or Al State Street Cafe?
I don't know.
These are the best places to get a grinder in Boston.
Well, what's the closest one to the Boston Common?
You don't have a spot where that you remember that is...
No, not in Boston. In my hometown, yeah. I live like an hour south of Boston.
Oh, all right.
But when we would go into Boston, you'd go to, you know, get seafood somewhere, or you go to the North End and get some Italian food.
Well, I remember going, all the trips to New York were like, as a little boy, you got to get me pizza, and they had a place they went.
Yeah.
And then you got to get me Carvel. It's got to happen.
Carvel. That was a Carvel Creamery.
Do they have that in Boston?
They do.
And, oh, okay.
We used to make fun of the... the ads were just so. Did you ever see the
absolutely,
the dude? He was so crazy. He had this voice like this, and he couldn't quite get sentences out, so they sounded it today at Carvel. We have a special on Willy the Whale ice cream cake. I'm not even exactly like it sounded just like that, and he would have the weirdest cadence to his voice. And then they would use the same Willy the Whale mold for like the Santa Claus. Like you could see that if they just turned it and painted it different. It's pretty funny. It's funny going back to your hometown.
Yeah,
seeing it. So no, I don't know where I'll be getting a sandwich, but I will be getting one. I'm grindering it up.
That's
and then we're
later today.
Out. Later. Well, no. We won't get there till nighttime tonight. So we'll eat something probably and then go to sleep.
Very fun.
Spend tomorrow in Boston. We're driving out to Sturbridge Village.
So what is that?
It's like this old timey place. I don't even know quite what the hook is, but that's where the wedding is. My niece wanted to get married in a barn.
What?
And I guess that was her wish. So her mom and dad were scouting locations, and this is the one they came up with. So I'll report back to you on Tuesday.
The wedding I didn't go to last weekend was in Guerneville.
Oh. Yeah.
And apparently it's not like Guerneville's got a farm out there and they do weddings.
Oh.
And it's a thing.
Guerneville's great. It's beautiful.
It's
tiny, beautiful. I love Guerneville. I would get a house there and just retire there. I love it.
Is it?
The river's right there.
I was going to say on the river, yeah.
It's right on the river, and it's just this tiny, it's like super, a lot of gay guys there, so they'll have like bear conventions.
Yeah, that's
this was a lesbian wedding.
Oh.
So I thought that might be why they chose it, and I don't know.
It's very family friendly.
I only know that it's sort of the gay vacation spot from Scott.
Me too.
And I have to take everything he says.
No, it's very quaint. Has a little,
who knows,
has
you know?
A little downtown and cute breakfast places, and you know, has a Safeway, you know, and it's set in the redwoods. It's gorgeous, and the drive there is gorgeous, and I love Guerneville.
You do?
Yeah, it's great.
All right,
I've been there a few times. Marianne and Pat have a little cabin there.
They do.
They do. So we've been there a few times. It's really great. There's this like really kind of low end mini golf course you got to go to, and it's awesome.
Pat's movie business is doing really well, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, home in Mill Valley, vacation place in Guerneville.
Yep. Yep. That's wonderful.
Look at him go.
I know.
I'm happy for him.
Me too. All right. Shall we roll?
Yes.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.